Welcome to the Influential Women Podcast, the podcast where we chat to inspiring women who may change our mindset or even our day or make us think differently about our own lives. This is Nikki Bannerman and I have two influential women guests today. Because they're twins, it would be rather unfair to separate them or even choose between them. So hello and welcome, Callie and Nicola.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Hi there.
Hi. So Callie Louie and Nicola Johnson Marshall are qualified career coaches, experienced business leaders and also twin sisters and co-founders of Working Wonder, who empower people to meet their ambitions. So ladies, you're both literally wonder women and combine your positive thinking to uplift others' careers and dreams. And you actually work together and run a business called Working Wonder about people and positivity in the workplace, isn't it? So do you both want to share some of the workshops and things you've been working on recently?
I know, it's definitely been an interesting time. I mean, the main thing for us is that we believe everyone deserves to be happy and feel valued and fulfilled at work. And everything that we do, be it workshops, the coaching or our product, is all focused around that. And what we did during lockdown was we wanted to give back to people at a time when they may be struggling. And obviously a big area where people were struggling was around job loss. So we created a series of workshops that focused on that in particular. One was called Transition to Something Great, because we appreciate people have lost their job, but we also think change is a good thing and it's an opportunity to do something new and something always better comes out at the end. So that was sort of one of the main workshops we did. And the others were around sort of building confidence, building resilience, and just helping give people that sort of positive frame of mind.
Brilliant. I mean, that's so important, isn't it? As you say, change. Change is good. People are scared of change. What do you think, Nicola?
Yeah, change is good. And I think it's just getting people comfortable with it. And, you know, there is one thing that's constant in life, and I love that quote, the only thing constant in life is change. So we're very focused on positivity as well. And another workshop we did do, which proved to be very popular during lockdown and continues to be, is tips for working parents. Because obviously, if there's anyone managing change right now, it's carers and working parents. Obviously, no more than anyone else, but they have a lot of things going on, you know, maybe doing at the time they were homeschooling, trying to keep it together, working remotely. And now with children going back into childcare, or going back into school, there's still the juggle and the sort of anticipation of what's happening next as well. So working parents workshop has been very, very popular as well.
Definitely. And I think people have been more accepting of seeing the all-rounded person as a parent, as, you know, working from home, as in trying to juggle and realising actually lots of people, including the men, you know, actually cross all of these things now, don't they? I love your upbeat, cheery, colourful postcards with lots of positivity quotes on there to cheer us all up. Now, you've got some great support groups coming up. You've touched on those. I love the fact that you say 1 hour, pay what you can virtual workshops. That's so important at the moment because people are really struggling and they don't know whether to upskill or diversify or change what they've been doing, do something new. Everyone's suffering at the moment, aren't they? Confidence is a huge thing that you support.
Yeah, I think confidence has been obviously a huge problem for people in lockdown, and that's around mental health as much as it is about sort of your confidence in your role. And, you know, the biggest other factor is obviously financial worries as well. So we felt like if we could combine the two with our Pay What You Can workshop, it would just be an opportunity to let people know that someone has got their back and they don't know us. And that doesn't matter, because I think it's about what I think has been amazing about lockdown. There has been a real sense of community and people trying to help each other out and support each other. And what we've really loved actually coming out of the workshop is that many people actually, we do breakout rooms and things within the Zoom workshop. And what's really lovely is those people then connect and go on to then support each other. And then what's lovely, we get told when people have found new jobs as well as a result.
That's brilliant as well, isn't it? Because in these uncertain times, there is also a lot of redundancies that have happened and more to come, and some current ones, a lot of change is giving more hope potentially to freelancers and more of a struggle for people that have had that consistency. But do you think companies are moving more towards mental health and well-being? I know you work with a lot of businesses, and Nicola, in terms of, you know, everyone feeling valued and fulfilled, that work is really important like that for people. You've both worked and mentored and supported others and have each other's backs.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of studies out there that show that if people are happy and fulfilled at work, they're more more productive. I think that some recent research I saw, I think it's like you're 31% more likely to be more productive if you're happy and fulfilled. And I think a big part of making sure people are happy and fulfilled is supporting them outside of work mentally and as much as within the working environment. And where so many people were working and still are working remotely, actually the lives are intertwined more than ever. And so we're really keen to work with companies and to work with individuals to really make sure that companies start to understand a bit more what they need to do to really support their employees and give them the support they need. One thing we talk about a lot at Working Wonder is bringing your true self to work. So don't hide who you are. Don't hide the fact you might have caring responsibilities or you might have other things going on in your life. And I think the more honest you can be with your manager will really help as well. Because if you say to them, look, I'm really sorry, I've got to collect my son from school at 3, which is what I have to do every day. So it means like I can be back online later, but I can't have meetings at 3 o'clock. You know, then they're more likely to know what you need and how they can support you. And it will hopefully be less stressful for you as well.
Definitely. That's very important, actually, isn't it? Because people do have busy lives and they don't want to feel embarrassed or guilty or trapped or, you know, confused. So I love the fact that as twin sisters, you know, you are lucky to have your own inbuilt cheerleaders, as you say. And I think even about that, having someone's back, isn't it? Particularly in lockdown, you know, when everyone's under this chronic stress, and the fact you champion and support women and men in the workplace yourself. So do you think similarly as twins then? You're not identical, obviously people can't see that, but they could see that potentially in the future because we're going to film this episode. Do you think the same?
You'll be amazed how many people think we're identical for one, and then they'll go, oh, you've got the same eyes. And we're like, they're blue. I guess my thing is, I think I want more companies and more company leaders to take responsibility, because I think our job is about empowering people to kind of bring their whole self to work. That needs to operate on a company level as well. And I guess what's worrying me at the moment, there's all this narrative about going back to work. And I just think it's the wrong conversation to have, because one, it's a bit like going back to school. You never go back to the same year that you left. You might not go back to the same class. You're not studying the same thing. It's a shift, and it's about going forward. And what I'm just worried about, and I have had a few conversations about this recently, is people are kind of gung-ho for, yeah, let's get back to the office, let's get back to work. And they're going to start to forget all that good stuff, which is the things like being able to see what cushion someone's got in their background or see a dog or a kid working for sure. It gives you a flavour of who they are, and then you feel naturally more obliged to, you know, you want to support and help people because you get to know them as a person. And I guess my worry is people are going to go, yeah, that's done now. We did the flexible working thing. We did the getting to know you thing. Let's get back on track. And it's not about getting back on track. It's about moving forward and making sure the company.
And differently. And what have we learned that's a positive thing? You know, people have diversified. They've become more technical. Yeah. They've learned skills so quickly. And actually, you know, I love some of the data that you've got on your website. You mentioned some of the data just now, but the fact that, you know, productivity, problem solving and well-being. Do you want to touch on the well-being one now, Nicola?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there are lots of, you know, other studies that are showing the same as well. And I just think it used to be a nice to have well-being. It would be, oh, okay, we'll add that as a tag on. But I think also on the flip side, employees are only applying for companies that actually support their professional well-being as well. Yes. So I think I used to work for LinkedIn, and they used to talk a lot about the importance of an employer brand. So people want to work on brands with purpose, and also they want to work for companies who are going to support their well-being as well. So I think that it's silly of companies to not consider it integrated into their recruitment policies, integrated into their HR. Yeah, I think it should be really integral to everything.
Definitely. Now, this podcast celebrates influential women and their lives, influences and their mantras, but we want to dig deep into adversities that people have gone through that gives everyone strength that they know they can come back from setbacks in their own lives when others have faced and thrived and survived. And it's a sort of caring and sharing way of giving back. Not only are you both mums and working parents, and you know how hard that is, which we've talked about, but you've similarly both suffered, if you don't mind me mentioning, from a struggle to have second children. Do you want to talk about how difficult that was? doing, Kelly?
Yeah, I think it's just such an unknown thing. And certainly, so my daughter's now nearly 5, and I was not aware of it. I think there weren't groups on things like Instagram and Facebook that were available. No one was really talking about it. And you assume if you've had one child, it's going to be relatively easy. Even though I did have a miscarriage before I had him, I got pregnant quite quickly. And I think it's more about companies, you know, not necessarily to negate what a company is doing, but it's a very private thing that you go through. And I don't think that there really is an environment right now where people feel like they can have that conversation at work to say this is what they are going through. Because you don't, as a woman, you kind of go, people are assuming you're going to have kids anyway. As soon as you have one kid, they automatically assume you're going to have another. And you often get written off because of that. So you kind of play your cards really close to your chest. But the problem is what's happening with your chest. It is anxious, it's upset, it's terrified. It's awful going through that. And I, you know, had 2.5 years of going through that all the time, running a department of like 50 people. And I swear there were so many people who got pregnant during that time, having to kind of manage all of their maternity leave whilst I wasn't able to facilitate my own was really difficult. And I did 2 rounds of IVF. Luckily, I lived near quite near the clinic. But even so, you're getting up at like 5 a.m. to go and have an injection to be in work before a certain time. Then you've got to sneak back and do it again. And you're injecting yourself so many times a day. And I just wish I'd had someone to talk to about it. And I worked at a really lovely company, but I just didn't feel that I could have that conversation until I think I reached breaking point. And it was at that point I did speak to somebody who is a mom of 3 herself. And she gets embarrassed when I say this, but I feel like she saved me because she just said, okay, I know what you're going through. What can I do? That's what do you need? And it was amazing because it was a release as I was sort of trying to go for my career, trying to get pregnant. And she just gave me a release. It was almost like, you know, a pressure cooker when you release the thing.
Definitely.
It was sort of like that. And she
her own voice.
Yeah. And she recommended that I took a sabbatical, and she kind of managed it amazingly well. And I left the next week and, you know, ended up randomly getting pregnant within a month of leaving. What I really tried to do, and what both of us tried to do, is give that problem a voice. And, you know, where I've been working in companies or any companies or things like this we've talked to, I want people to know that if they do have a problem, they can always talk to us about it. And I will talk to anybody this topic, because if any good can come out of my situation and how bad I felt, and if I can pay that forward and make somebody else feel a bit better, I'm, you know, all in.
Yeah, good for you. And I think that's what this is about. And that's what this podcast is about. You know, in terms of, as you say, secondary infertility is an issue that people, it's unrecognized, unsupported. And I think that shift, as you say, for more people to have conversations at work and at home about important issues that are troubling people, and that can affect their mental health. And you have had a second child now then, have you?
Yes. I was very lucky to have that. But I think another thing I really like about, in terms of paying it forward, what we've really noticed, especially in my last role, is what's really lovely is when you have the conversation about children with women at work and men at work, if they want to be involved, is you have it before they're at that point, so that you could, so that there is information available. It's a bit like, I always think when you're applying for a job, you should already know the maternity policy before you apply. But normally what happens, you have 5 interviews, sign a contract, and then someone tells you. And I just think the more we can be open and honest.
Yes, one point somebody may want to, and they shouldn't feel bad about that.
It's just all about normalizing it.
And it's amazing that you both went through that journey together as twins, which often happens, doesn't it, from a health perspective?
Yeah. And then the irony is that our mum was told she could never have children.
Wow.
And she had twins.
So thank you for sharing that, and for helping women out there or men who are, you know, wanting to start a family. You said that you both came to motherhood in your mid-late 30s and you were lucky. And, you know, to support a lot of people and show the empathy that you have, particularly as working women. So you offer support for those in similar situations, and we mentioned that. And you have free coaching to anyone currently experiencing fertility issues and support, and free training workshops on your website. So which strong men or women have inspired you both then?
Wow. I mean, so many. I think, first of all, our family and our mum in particular. I think, you know, we're very lucky to be surrounded by some very strong women in particular in our family, who have always shown us they want to pursue a career and be amazing, you know, mums as well. So our mum and dad actually instilled an incredible work ethic into Callie and I. We come from a privileged and a loving background, but certainly not a financially privileged background. So we come from a very nurturing background that has enabled us just to do our best and to really push ourselves in that way. As twins, it's interesting because our parents never compared us, but other people do. So academically, visually, aesthetically, we've always been compared, and I think it's hilarious.
It isn't.
I think it's given us a natural drive to push ourselves. I think we're definitely inspired by each other, which is great because we're always each other's cheerleaders. So I think that we're very lucky in that way. But I think we've always, it's been, in terms of role models at work, I think, you know, increasingly there's more stronger female role models for us to aspire to. We certainly try to be that ourselves. There have been some brilliant men in my career that have supported me and pushed me and driven me as well. So I think for me, key is I'm always inspired by new people all the time. So I'm Matt listens to tons of podcasts, and I was listening to yours and people like Viv Grosskopf, and there's some amazing, I think now through podcasts and media and social media, there are more voices and stories now more than ever. And I think that for anyone, if I started it 20 years ago, I think there's so much more inspiration and role models out there that probably weren't there when Callie and I were starting out, you know, or they were, but they didn't look like me. and they didn't have voices now, can't they?
And do it themselves and cut through. Oh, thank you for that. Can we talk about your passions, both of you, in terms of how you relax and spend your time off? I know you both have a passion for equality at work and diversity and inclusion and belonging. For many businesses, the challenge is turning that positive intent into action, isn't it? I know you do that, and that's quite a passion of yours, and also a running passion.
It's always been, equality has always been embedded in Callie and I, and I think we're also very conscious, yes, we are women, but we are white women and come from a certain position of white privilege at the same time. And I think that we have been very focused on gender equality, and I think continuing to educate ourselves about many different forms of diversity as well, and ethnic diversity, you know, and everything else. So it's very much a passion of ours. And I think through the workshops that we offer, we actually feel, especially all the debate at the moment on the back of Black Lives Matter and you know, horrific events around George Floyd, actually a lot of people, certainly Black people, are being asked to fix the problem and being asked to educate everyone else about it. And, you know, systemic racism isn't their fault. And has certainly built up over a number of years. And we feel very strongly that we are part of the problem and we should be part of the solution. Yeah, we run diversity, inclusion and belonging workshops, unconscious bias. We're just about to launch a workshop, actually, that is all about how to be a better workplace ally. And we really think that is incredibly important as well. And as I said, it very much is hoping to be sensitive and to give push some accountability on the majority rather than the underprivileged minorities, because again, I think that the problem is best solved if everyone takes responsibility for it in that way. So we're just trying to do what we can and use the platform that we have to provide education to others to put less pressure on people where it might be triggering for them.
Definitely. I think grief and pain and trauma and everything has been amplified in this situation. And I think kindness is so important for everyone to understand that, you know, we're all different. It doesn't matter if somebody, you know, doesn't want to go and see anybody at all, or if someone wants to see six people or whatever. It's whatever is in someone's comfort zone with what they can cope with, that everyone has to be kind of everyone, because they really don't know what somebody else is going through, whatever race, gender or whatever their thoughts and feelings are. And that's important we get those messages out. Callie, you have some of your best ideas when you're running, is that right?
I do, yes. I was talking to somebody else about this the other day who also said they have their best ideas running. Yeah, I found it during lockdown because it has been amazing. I live near Richmond Park, so it's amazing to get out and be, you know, surrounded by green. But I just, yeah, inspiration comes as I run, and it's partly, and then I find I have to run fast, otherwise I forget everything by the time I get home.
Mantras for living our lives. Do you share the same mantra or have one each?
I'm not sure if we share the same mantra. I've like what you were saying earlier about kindness. I think that is just such an important thing, just to be kind and be mindful of others. And we've always been big believers in sort of like passing things forwards, as we were saying before. So that's sort of a really big thing for me. And I guess probably the biggest mantra I feel like I live by is, well, there's two: carpe diem, which is just seize the day, come on, like let's face it head on. And the other one is about being the change that you want to see, because I think it's very good to talk the talk, but you've actually got to put that into action. And I think that's why I feel so energized and excited and enthused about what we're doing at Working Wonder, because we are actually making a positive change, you know, for ourselves, because we've always wanted to go into business for ourselves, but also because it's been amazing helping so many other people. We've had such a brilliant feedback that for me, I feel like we are being the change that we want to see.
Brilliant. And probably more so even in lockdown, because people are very confused and very overwhelmed and, you know, finding a way through. So first, just want to say that we're grateful to our incredible loyal listeners. And if you know of any businesses that want to target women straight to their phones in the palms of their hands and advertise on our show on the Influential Women podcast, then please contact us through Instagram, influential_women_podcast, or at Twitter at influentialpod. So what's next for you ladies then?
I think carrying on from our mantra, be the change that we want to see. So we're really excited. We're launching some new workshops. So we've got one all about positivity and how to work happy and to really instill that positive mindset into your day-to-day as the new future and the new way of working. We've got another one around supercharge your next 100 days. Again, if you're settling into a new way of working, you're half back to the office or you're not, or you're still working remotely, what can you do to really push yourself forward? So we're trying to do that. And we've got another workshop about be a better ally as well. We have pay what you can, and then we're starting to do some paid for ones as well. And we're trying to also do them individual ones, so we do them virtually by Zoom, which is great because people can then dial in from the comfort of their own home, don't have to travel anywhere. And then we do them for companies as well. So we'd love to work with even more clients as well, but we actually go into companies and do them for
brilliant. And if you have any positive, well-being clients that want to get involved, then please refer them back to the podcast as well. Because
we will do. And I know you mentioned the vibrant designs and everything that we have on our social media and everything. And that's, I have to give credit to Callie here, because Callie designed all of that. She designed our brand, she designed it all. And we now have an online shop. So we really want to put our mantras and our visual positivity into people's houses and homes.
Oh, lovely. Lastly, what wisdom would either of you give to influence women or men? Because we have a quarter of our listeners are men now listening out there, for them to be happier and to live their best lives.
There's something on social media today around age is just a number. And I think that really hit me, because don't worry about what age, what life stage you're in. Know what you should be doing by a certain age, because that shouldn't affect your career and your life. I mean, we were in our 40s and we retrained and decided to pivot our careers, and it's been the best thing we've ever done. So don't put things off by your age, and don't think you're too old, don't think you're too young, and just really let that, you know, don't even look at what age you are, just do what you want to do and follow your passion.
Definitely. And I like Callie's one, seize the day. And literally, you know, I think people are doing that more now. They're more mindful of their mortality and not leaving all the money in the bank and enjoying themselves on those small moments, really, that we should always all have been doing anyway.
One thing I really like is just, I think it helps us all to have greater understanding about people's career phasing. and that it's different for men and women. And I think if men and women are aware of that, I think it would make people feel more confident. Everyone starts roughly the same, let's say for argument's sake. And if you work hard and long hours, you can normally go in a certain trajectory. But women's careers are interrupted. And, you know, they are, because we have children, men don't have children. And it's just appreciating that that interruption doesn't therefore mean a woman has failed at something or they're not going to do something else in the future. It's just a pause, or some women might not want to pause, and that's fine too. And it's just realizing there is a culture shock thing going to take place there. And like I said, it doesn't mean it's the end of something. It's actually the beginning of something, be it a new way of working or, yeah.
And I think what a different thing. And actually, it's interesting you're saying that, because I had entirely the same conversation with, I've got two children, but I was having that same conversation, is that, you know, if I'd have carried on doing the job I was doing before children, you know, I would be earning, you know, multiples of what I'm earning at the moment. And just them understanding that, and men being aware of that, of actually those differences do shift, and that's the sacrifices we make and want to make, but we evolve into doing different things. And I only started broadcasting, you know, 7 years ago as a second career. So, you know, things change, and they change for a reason, and you embrace the passions and things you've always wanted to do. And life does change, but it's exactly that. And as you say, seize the day and communicate not only to the men and the women, but to the children as they become young adults, of knowing, you know, that all of it's okay and everyone's supporting each other is what it's all about. Thank you so much to both of you for your positivity and support for confidence in careers and businesses during this challenging time, and to help couples struggling with fertility, and the support you offer. And thanks for inspiring others today, and good luck with your future workshops. The Influential Women's Podcast is co-founded and host-presented by exec producers Nikki Bannerman and award-winning Juliet Nichols, and produced by Safran Mirza. Please subscribe for free for episodes out every other Tuesday, and binge on numerous previous Influential Women podcast episodes with interviews with broadcasters, authors, celebrities, campaigners, and community women making a difference. And if you have any ideas or questions, please get in touch. If you love what we do, share and tell others to join our tribe for free with achingly human real-life stories, and listen out for more episodes coming soon.